In 2017, the Delaware Riverkeeper petitioned the Environmental Quality Board to set a limit on a chemical from the group of contaminants known as PFAS. Now the Department of Environmental Protection is proposing standards for the state's nearly 3,000 public water systems. Under DEP's draft rule, two chemicals would be limited to 14 and 18 parts per trillion. That's much lower than the federal health recommendation of 70 parts per trillion. Lisa Daniels with the Bureau of Safe Drinking Water says DEP expects the rule will cost water systems more than $121 million a year for treatment and monitoring.
And then those costs are offset by an expected benefit of 93% improvement in public health protection.
Exposure to PFAS is linked with developmental issues and weakened immune systems. PFAS have been used to make things from cookware to clothing to firefighting foam, and they do not break down in the environment. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.